News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Concert promoters are going to be required to disclose how many tickets are available at each price point before sales of those tickets begin. This is under new EU rules being examined by Michael McGrath, Ireland's European Commissioner for Justice. And it's being considered after a backlash over the use of so-called dynamic pricing, where ticket prices fluctuate in real time according to demand. Dr. Steve Davies is with us, Senior Education Fellow at the Institute of Economic Affairs. Steve, if this is the norm and considered, maybe not popular, but accepted and appropriate for things like airline travel, why are concerts different?
Well, that's a very good question. My answer is that they shouldn't be any different. It's not clear to me what is peculiar and distinctive about going to a concert or a sporting event, an All-Ireland final, for example, that means it should have a different pricing system than hotel rooms.
I suppose people might say that the slight change is that when you go to book your tickets for a flight, your first engagement with the airline comes with an offer price. If you're looking at a concert, the ad that you see has an offer price, and that there is a sense that, well, you have to stick to that if that's what you said at first engagement.
Well, that is because typically the volume of sales in any given time is much, much higher with concert tickets, because what you have obviously is lots and lots of people who've seen that the tickets have been released rushing to try and get them as soon as possible, because they know full well that there are way more people who will want a ticket than there actually are tickets available in many cases. That's the fundamental reality. Whereas with an airline, it may not be quite clear. Now, a hotel, on the other hand, you often do get this kind of thing happening with hotels. Let's say you've just discovered that your team has got into something like an All-Ireland final or into the FA Cup final at Wembley, and you suddenly decide, I'm going to go. You're not only going for a ticket, you're going to book a hotel nearby. And you'll find that actually prices will adjust in real time for the hotel rooms. Now, that's an example of what is going on there. Is because the number of people who want to get a ticket in a very short time is very high as compared to, say, an airline flight, and hence the prices will adjust in real time. That's just the way the dynamic pricing works.
Now, as an economist, you will be undoubtedly expert in the area of unintended consequence. The theory with this, if it comes in, is the unintended consequence will be that you will still have price fluctuation and dynamic pricing, except it'll happen the way that it used to in the black market with people selling on tickets.
Yes, precisely. What will happen is this. Let us say that this regulation comes into play and I manage to get one of a batch of tickets at a low price. And what I discover then, maybe even by looking at what the latest prices are, is that there are other people who are willing and able to pay way more for the ticket than I have. Now, let's say I bought a ticket for €100 and I discovered that that ticket is now, there are people out there who are prepared to pay €2,000 for the ticket. I may decide that while I like the artist, I'd rather have the €2,000. And there will be inevitably a secondary market in which people will look to cash in the unexpected windfall that they've got. And of course, there might even be enterprising people who do that deliberately, buy the ticket in the hope that they could sell it on. So unless you have incredibly stringent controls, which will make the whole concert-going experience very difficult and also make it very, very costly for the producers, which means fewer concerts, you're bound to have a secondary market of that kind.
Steve, thanks very much. Dr. Steve Davies, Senior Education Fellow at the Institute of Economic Affairs.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.